Secrets is powered by Treasure Island Resort and Casino. What's the one thing you're afraid to say out loud? I hate my mother.
Oh.
All right, let's get to secrets.
Do you feel better?
That's a secret.
Oh, that is a secret. Wink, wink.
I want to say out loud that I do love my mother. She just doesn't feel the same way toward me.
Remember who abandoned who. as the son, abandon.
Yeah, you're the child.
Yeah.
That's just mean.
Poor Twyla. I want to say out loud that I love working from home. F the office. Oh, no. I mean, I get the joys in working from home, but F the office?
No, I think they're going to quit.
My secret is, David, I want to be with you. I wonder if there's a David listening going,
David.
Who is it?
Oh, I want more details.
Make sure you know that this is the right person, because if all of a sudden a David around the Twin Cities is like, I want to be with you too. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate my boyfriend of 6 years, but won't leave him because of my 10-year-old daughter. Oh. I'd never tell my true feelings to my soon-to-be ex. You're a blanking moron, and you make idiot choices. I truly hate the person you are, and all the hope you're, and I hope that you're never happy ever again.
Whoa.
Wow. I want to tell my sister that I'm done with her and her drama. I'm tired of her, quote, poor me attitude.
Woe is me thing gets really old.
What's the one thing you're afraid to say out loud? I'm a lesbian! Back to secrets.
I don't think that's how that works. Buddy.
I have been since fifth grade. I don't want to be in my straight relationship.
Oh, that stinks.
Wow. Well, you said it. Well, I said it for you. I'm a lesbian.
But you still said it through Ryan.
Yeah, and maybe now you can say it in real life.
Yeah, there you go. See, it's out there. I wonder if that makes him clammy just hearing it.
Yes.
Does it make the palms of your hand a little sweaty?
How could it not?
It's a big moment. I'll tell you, that coming out experience. Whoa.
Yeah, right now you just went, he said I'm a lesbian.
Yep. That my parents think I'm a failure compared to my brother and his professional sports career.
Oh.
Your brother is a pro sports player.
Oh, I mean, that's the problem.
Sorry.
Yeah. Who does he play for?
I mean, like.
But what do you do? You didn't say what you do for a living. We would like to marvel over your job.
I mean, like, how many people could that be? Like, right now, if you're like one of the like younger Maurer kids, you're like, yeah, no, it's great.
I hate my ex-boyfriend who's a narcissist and caused me trauma for his verbal abuse. Said it out loud. What's the one thing you're afraid to say out loud? I feel absolutely lost going through life on autopilot.
You gotta find something fun then.
Yeah. Or a purpose. You need a purpose.
Totally.
That's the autopilot part. You just don't have a purpose, something to go toward, right?
Yeah. And sometimes doing stuff for other people is helpful in that case.
You'll hear my new career idea coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's a doozy. I've always wondered what it would be like to be with a woman. And I'm a woman.
Oh.
I feel bad when people get scammed out of thousands of dollars, like giving it to a witch. I don't feel bad when they lose all their money.
That's what you wanted to say.
Dear boss, as soon as you hired your male family member with no experience at $20,000 more than me, I'm a female with 15 years experience with a degree, I started applying for new positions. Good luck replacing me.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm gay, polyamorous, and gender fluid. That's what they want out there.
Lengthy conversation.
Just shut up and listen instead of pretending you know everything when you really don't. Okay.
That could go to a lot of people.
I'm secretly in love with my good friend's brother, and neither he or she knows it.
Oh boy, this could get good.
I may be married to a man, but I'm a bisexual woman. Happy Pride. There, I said it.
Well, are you actively bisexual?
Well, if she is, she's cheating on her husband,
because
he doesn't sound like he knows.
Oh. I've been having an affair with a colleague for 9 years. I want to tell my coworker to shave her facial hair and ditch her shoes. makes her have big hobbit feet.
Oh my God.
Maybe one thing at a time. Don't throw that all at her right away.
Whiskers and hobbit feet.
That's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot. All right.
Maybe just do that thing where you kind of circle the face. Just start there.
No, just like buy those little wax strips and just put them in her like cubby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sly.
Hint.
Well, at least you don't have to confront her about it.
No, you just have to be the person to watch her open the drawer and see strips to peel hair off of her face.
I'm sorry it got to that point in life where you need someone to do that for you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
You're welcome.
What is in my drawer here?